Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. The Zimcast is sponsored once again by Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets, and also Leica Geosystems when it has to be right. This week on the program, we're going to learn about a company that I was not familiar with. Not sure if you are either, but we're going to change all that. Before I get to that, I just thought I'd mention that it's time to get back on the highway as I will be heading out to the Southeast Peanut Growers Conference for a couple days of agroblogging down on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Hopefully we won't have any tar balls there, just some grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, which I understand they are famous for making. And then it'll be up to the Agricultural Media Summit, where I know I'll see a lot of my AgWired community friends, and looking forward to that. And then on to Denver for the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. And I'll be Beef Board blogging once again for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So some busy times coming up, and looking forward to that. And most of that you'll find coverage of on AgWired.com. So let's get to this week's program. And I am speaking with Zachary Brown. And we're going to talk about ag boards here and ag design. And so, first of all, Zachary, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the company and the various things you're doing.
Well, first of all, hi, Chuck. Thanks a lot for having me on. I'm actually a university student from Indianapolis, and like you said, I run a company called Ag Boards. We cater to the ag industry in a way that a few companies do, but I'm not sure if they're doing it as well as us, in my opinion. And basically, we're a agriculture forum network. And we just try to build communities based off of our common interests.
Well, I think that's what it's all about today online, and kind of, as we've said for years now, joining the online conversation that's taking place with or without you, you know?
Exactly.
So there's just, you know, there's at this point we're beyond anybody, I think, wondering if farmers are participating, because they certainly are. And you know, what you're doing with creating different forums for farmers to connect, interact, really caught my attention, and something that I wanted to talk a little bit about here. AgBoards, AGBOARDS.com is where people can go to find you. And so tell me what they're going to find.
Well, what they'll find is many message boards that they can join from, you know, from Tractor Focus, our farm machinery discussion board, to ranching forums, Hay Talk, which is kind of our crown jewel at the moment and our first site that we ever created. And then we also have some new sites coming out. Row Crop Talk is a new one. It's going to be our row crop community, as well as something called Ag Loop, which is kind of an agriculture social network that we're trying to start up.
Well, I know from going to the website that besides these forum sites, you're using some other mechanisms, like with Hay Talk, you're now got a podcast started for that.
Yeah, actually, we did start about a month ago. We had four episodes so far, and I think it's going really well. We've talked to some guys over at Krona, and we actually have David Brumfield, the National Hay Association president. He's going to be on the podcast in the near future, so it's great. We actually it's our first venture into podcasting, and it's a little harder than you would think. So I definitely respect what you're doing for sure.
Well, we've always, you know, said that the tools are there. They're relatively inexpensive to create a program, audio, video. But when you compare that to what it used to be like when you had to own a radio or a TV station, it's way simpler. But yeah, you're exactly right. It's not just as simple as I buy a microphone and hook it up to my computer and I'm in business with a program, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, we bought a $70 mic on Amazon and, you know, brought up Skype, and we thought, okay, cool, we'll just talk for a little bit and everything will be great. Not so easy.
No,
but we're having a lot of fun doing it, though.
Well, we'll be pointing people that way with some links on the website, too. So what is it that got you started doing this? I mean, what's kind of the motivating trigger that got it all started?
Well, I've been designing for the web for years, since I was about 13 years old. So I've always had a real interest in that world. And my dad actually came to me in April, or actually a little before April 2008. And he's a small farmer himself and retired Air Force. And he was getting back into growing hay after retiring, and he had a problem where, you know, he just couldn't find a good hay community on the web. So he said, you know, why don't you throw your skills at this, help me out, I'll throw my skills in, and we'll just see what happens. And that's kind of how Hay Talk came about. And like I said, that was April 2008. We actually launched in June 2008, and here we are 2 years later. We're serving about 5 million page views a year on Hay Talk alone. So it's really worked out past our wildest imagination, actually, and we're really happy with it. So,
well, I congratulate you. And to me, it's interesting that you can take these tools today if you've got a passion about something and you're willing to be persistent and make a business out of it. And it's just that unique idea that gets started and takes off, and then that leads to other things. Because I'll tell you, that's kind of what I would say about what we're doing, having started with Ag Wired as one of the first sort of ag-oriented blogs and podcasts associated with that, the Zimcast. And here we are now, going on 6 years later, and we've probably built and designed and continue to manage certain ones, almost 30 other blogs for ourselves or others, and it's it just keeps growing, you know.
Absolutely.
So at this point, people, or farmers I should say, who are interested in topics like hay and your tractor focus, and you mentioned the row crop one coming up, basically just go to the website, and then what are they able to do there? Because there may be some people listening who aren't, you know, real familiar with how forums work, for example.
Well, what you would do is, for example, you'd go to haytalk.com or rowcroptalk.com, and you register for an account, first of all. And from there, we have a list of forums that just cover various topics that you can then kind of dive into and just start getting this information. And the great thing is all the information comes from other farmers. So, for instance, on the Hay Talk page, you know, we have forums for alfalfa, hay, and silage, as well as pasture and grazing, machinery, custom harvesting, things like that. And you can go into these forums and actually ask questions directly to our other members or read other questions that others have asked. And it's just really a great source of information directly from people experienced in your field. So you really get the one-on-one attention. But the great thing is you get it from tons of people. You know, you might get 100 replies to your question, all of them bringing up, another aspect that maybe you didn't think about. So it's really a great learning tool. And I think that's what our members get mostly from it. But also, they get, you know, it also brings kind of a sense of community, and you get these great connections as you make friends on the site. So
very
it's
well
really
said.
Kind of a double whammy. Thank you.
Well, so looking at it, it kind of gives you the impression that there's a lot of people behind the scenes working on this. Is this just you, basically, or?
tech side, it's just me. Mm-hmm. A lot of sleepless nights go into it. And like I said, my dad, James Brown, is my partner in the business, and he kind of guides the direction that we go as far as the information and things like that. So, it's a two-man team. Tech side is me, and kind of, I guess, the information side is what you'd call it, would be my dad.
Wonderful. Well, we also need to mention, you said web design. Besides Ag Boards, I guess it's like a division or something, but you have Ag Design as well, right?
Correct, yes. And I just started that about a month ago, actually. I've designed websites for various agriculture companies that I've just run into through Ag Boards. And so I decided, you know, maybe I'll just go ahead and extend that to the general public and get a portfolio out there. I've worked with companies such as B&D Rollers up in Minnesota, as well as a company called Bunker Shavers here in Indiana, where we're based. And I just kind of expanded that idea, and hopefully I can gain some more clients and help out some more companies get a web presence.
Well, it'll be interesting to stay in touch and see how business develops. I'm glad that we were able to make the connection. What would be probably one of the most important things you'd like people to know about your company and what you're doing?
Well, actually, the site I'm most excited about that we're launching right now is called AgLoop, which is, like I said before, our social network. And we're trying to do a social network in kind of a different way than most people are familiar with. Obviously, Facebook and things like that, many people know about. What we're kind of trying to do is a hybrid between a Facebook and a LinkedIn, where people can come for, you know, the community sense, but also for these professional connections that are really just so valuable in our industry. And we want to make an easier solution for those to connect with, for people to connect with those in ag. You know, no more combing through millions of people on Facebook to find those you have in common with or find customers for your company.
So if I go to agloop.com, which, of course, I can get to from agboards.com as well, but just sign up for an account, and I haven't tried it myself yet. I will before the day's out, but it looks like you've got a number of functions built into there that include everything from a chat opportunity to business directory. I mean, what kind of, do you have some idea in your mind of where you think this will be or you want it to be a year from now, for example?
Absolutely. Really, we want it to grow into a community where people can come and, you know, the forums are kind of our help sources. You know, that's where the knowledge and the information comes from. What we want AgLoop to be is kind of just this community where you can come and meet people who are in the same boat as you, so to say. But you can actually sign up for an account, meet other members, join groups. For instance, we have we already have groups for, you know, Alice Chalmers tractors, John Deere drivers, beef cattle producers, things like that. And we also have a forum, of course, where people can go and chat there and meet other people, and a chat room and classified, which are completely free. But one of the things that we're really looking at is we really want to change the way ag marketing is done on the web. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of companies like to in the ag industry like to advertise with, you know, advertisements in magazines and things like that. And really, I look at that and I say, what are they really getting out of that, you know? In the ag industry, there's so much more interaction that goes towards making a sale or finding a product that you really like, and we kind of want to facilitate that with this site. So what companies can actually do is sign up for a business account on AgLoop, and with that, they get their own personal profile, of course. They get their own company page on AgLoop, and they get the freedom to talk to any of our members as they represent their company and kind of, you know, really find out what they need, answer questions for them, provide support through the site. Really, we want to turn it into a kind of a 24/7 support link for customers and companies, and really just connect them at a deeper level. Because, as I said before, you know, there's so much more interaction than, say, someone buying a Pepsi. Right? Pepsi can get away with throwing an advertisement in a magazine because, well, that's where the selling stops. Once the advertisement's read, it's over. In the ag industry, it's a little different because there's so much more interaction. So that's really what we're trying to make happen.
Well, that's a big goal. It's good to have a big goal.
Yes, it is. It's quite a lofty goal, but we think we can manage it, and hopefully more companies kind of see it our way and realize the value in what we're doing. So.
Well, I definitely wish you the best of luck, and think that it's well. Besides, obviously, a big goal. Like I said, you're using some of the new mechanisms and tools that really even some of the largest companies in the business either are kind of just starting to, or in some cases, I think may have decided that they just aren't comfortable with it for whatever reason. But maybe you're providing them an opportunity to do it for them.
Yeah, and we kind of are. We're making it as easy as possible. And I agree, you know, just with my contact through AgBoards with various companies, I would say you're right. Many of them they simply, I don't know if it's that they don't understand it clearly enough, but you're right. It's hard for them to, to find adopters of this kind of marketing in our industry. But like I said, hopefully we can change that. And I think that we really can. I think that if companies get on our site and realize just how easy it is and how valuable it is to talk directly to their customers, they'll want to come back.
Mm-hmm. So. Great. Well, I appreciate it. Anything else about what you're doing right now or planning that we didn't touch on?
Actually, yeah. You know what? There's one more site I want to mention. It's called agmeet.com, A-G-M-E-E-T. And it's going to serve as kind of the Ag Board's calendar, events calendar. So what we're going to try to accomplish is cataloging every agriculture event that goes on in the country and, you know, maybe globally in the future. And we don't just need workshops and trade shows and things like that, but if people have 4-H meetings that they'd like to post, if they have FFA meetings, really any club, any association, we welcome them to come to the site, contact us, give us some information, and we will post it on our site so everyone can see it.
Great.
And hopefully they can get a little more interaction with us.
All right. Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Zachary, and we'll keep an eye on it. Stay in touch with us. Let us know how it's going.
All right, I definitely will, and thank you very much.
Well, that will be our Zimcast for this week, and as I often do, I'm going to leave you with some music. This is from Music Alley, a song from, I'm not sure I'll pronounce this right, a band called Half, or H-A-F. And since we were talking about social stuff, this is a song called Social Trend. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.